hair saloon. No, no, you can leave that on. It would serve as a good illustration. In the light of something that we have been talking about when it comes to the providence of God and the consideration of providential preservation, if you would open your Bibles carefully, please, to Matthew chapter 10, just for a couple of minutes. Matthew chapter 10. Now, I don't want to bring my humor on what I had planned. We've OD'd on hilarity tonight, so we'll just bypass a couple little things and go around the curve. But I will say that this task, some have made easier for God. This task. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. Okay, now before we go any further past the bird, try to comprehend, seriously so, exactly the implication of what has just been said. A bird, a cheap bird, okay? Just one cheap bird. And only one cheap bird falls to the ground. And it does not go unnoticed by the God of providence. And beyond that, inasmuch as that cheap bird falls from the sky, it can only do that by divine permit. So he who notices its falling also permitted it to fall. One cheap bird, we think insignificant. I mean, I don't like when my pets bring them home, but I don't pay them any mind, because I figure they're what they're going to do with them, what they're going to do with them, either leave them or chew them. Just a bird to me. But not one bird falls to the ground without the Father, the divine creator, knowing it when it occurs and knowing it because he planned it. Okay? Then the next verse says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. They're all numbered. Now you can't. If you reach the point in your life where all you do to hair care is use a wash rag and run it over the top of your head, there's still hair there. You may take the sharpest razor and peel it down to what you think is the scalp, but the omniscient God is able to see the hair follicles there, and he counts them all. And how can he, do you mean to tell me that God takes the time and goes, no, it's because he planned them there. Okay? Made provision for that. And so the application here, is in verse 31. Fear not. Fear not. The God of providence has all things well in hand. Over in Luke chapter 21, Luke 21, and I'm looking at about the 18th verse. stated by this author in the surrounding context of, first of all, betrayal in verse 16. Betrayal by both by parents and brethren, kinsfolks, friends. Some of you, your kinsfolk, will contribute to your death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, verse 18 says, there shall not fall a hair of your, not a hair of your head perish, not one. Not one hair. And as I understand it, that verse, as it reads to us, is there with a double negative for emphasis. Not one, not even one, ever, says verse 18. There shall not a hair of your head perish. Application then, in your patience possess ye your souls. Not any hair, not even one, under any circumstance, will fall out of your head or be removed from your scalp without divine notice and, secondly, without divine permit. Now, it is true that a long life's journey, your hair may get a little wet. It just may get a little wet. That's not a, you know, guys mostly don't care if their hair gets wet. But I've never met a woman that have her do ready out to church she goes and walk through a thunderstorm and not come in with a scowl on the face that she had to. The timing was all bad. But in the book of Acts, chapter 27, Acts 27, at the 34th verse. Now this is the great storm chapter, shipwreck chapter. This is the great swimming chapter. The promise was made as relayed through the apostle from God that if all hands remain on deck, not one crew member, not one soldier or prisoner would drown in the storm, even though the ship is going to the bottom. So in verse 34 it says, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you, but you're all going to get wet. You're all going to get wet. And so again, the same author of the book of Acts, as the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 7 says, okay, with all that said, fear not. Fear not. Let me point out a couple of things, one of which has already been obvious. Your God, my God, our Redeemer, is He who counts the strands of your hair. That's how aware He is. He counts every strand of your hair. But that shouldn't surprise you. Shouldn't surprise you at all. Because if you look with me back in Psalms 147, Psalm 147, at verse number 4, you may have a lot of hair presently, or you may not have much at all, but one thing you do not have is an equal number to what you read here in the fourth verse, where it says there that God telleth the number of the stars. Now, I still can't get out of my mind and my mind's eye that DVD presentation that we saw of the cosmos here in our auditorium. And that was just a human piece of artwork guesstimating as you work through all the galaxies, the number of stars. And yet every single star he has a name for. Every single star he has a name for. So the God who counts every strand of your hair is the God who counts all the stars in the galaxies. All of them. Stuff we can't even see and probably never will until we're en route into his presence. And backpedal a little bit to the book of Job, chapter number 31. The God who counts every strand of your hair and counts all the stars in the universe, gives them all names, does this. In verse number 4, Job 31, verse 4, doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? All of them. All of them. In the 14th chapter, Job says something more about that. 14th chapter, at the 16th verse, Job, he says, now thou numberest my steps. Now the teaching behind that is, if you number my steps, then do you not also watch over my sin? And then we read it back in the book of Psalms again, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He counts your steps. He counts the stars. He counts every strand of hair in your head. And the take home message tonight is, fear not. Fear not. There's not a thing he's not aware of, and there's not a thing that he's not aware of that doesn't somehow link to his plan for you as an individual. And you talk about preservation, I'll let you go with this verse in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40. Providential preservation. Isaiah 40, verse number 26. Lift up your eyes on high. And behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. And then the last three words of the verse, not one faileth. Not one. Or we might put a little interpretive note to that. Not one will ever turn up missing. Not one. Out of all the countless, to the human calculator, of all the countless numbers of heavenly bodies that the Creator fixed in the heavens, gave names to all of them, not one of them will ever turn up missing. He will never, as he would take inventory, come down to the end of the inventory and say, uh-oh, the books don't match. There's a perfect accounting of everything that he has made and everything that he sustains. So, give that a little providential perspective concerning preservation and how it applies to you. And again, what all does that mean? However informative it may be or not, is that in light of the fact that He holds us in His hand, from which no man can ever pluck us out of. We don't need to fear. We don't need to fear a thing. God's going to do what He's going to do. Let me pray. Our dear Lord, dismiss us. Let us be able to take home enough of Your word to be able to chew on and meditate over and provide a blessing for our hearts and glory to Your name. As we move from the room and we begin our time of intercessory prayer, we pray You'd bless that. Encourage the dear folks. And for those who are here and for those who will assemble on the Lord's Day, may we do diligence and prepare our hearts for the Lord's table. We ask, dear God, that we might be able to come to that time with our hearts right before You, and that should there be any sin obstructing, that we might care for that well in advance of the Lord's Day. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.